In France, Muslim leaders are concerned about President Jacques Chirac, who wants to ban Muslim girls' headscarves in public schools. Chirac, in a nationally televised address yesterday, urged a new law banning not only the wearing of veils, but also Jewish skull caps and Christian crosses by public school children. He said the law is required to preserve the French tradition of secularism. Though Chirac wants a ban on all religious symbols in schools, it's the 5 million Muslims in France who feel targeted. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. What's the problem with headscarves, Nick?
Well, if you look at the actual numbers, it's kind of hard to see what the problem is. There were a grand total of 4 Muslim girls suspended from public schools last year for wearing headscarves, according to numbers from the Ministry of the Interior. Probably over 1,000 more were involved in headscarf cases, which were resolved amicably on a case-by-case basis with school principals, as the current law requires. When you consider that there are 5 million Muslims estimated to be living in France, the problem seems tiny. But the public perception here, of course, is that it's a huge problem. The media have been paying great attention to this handful of cases, linking them to issues of oppression of women, to the failed integration of immigrants from North Africa, and, of course, most ominously, to the idea of a spreading militant Islam in France.
So Chirac is creating an issue where an issue doesn't exist. What kind of politician does that?
Reacting to a report that was he received last week on secularism, or de laïcité, as it is called in French. It's a principle mentioned in the Constitution, and it's seen as a bedrock part of the French Republic, the separation of the state and religion, and it's something that all school children learn about here. In his speech yesterday calling for the law, Chirac explained it by saying that he could not give in to France's religious communities because that would mean sacrificing part of the national heritage, and that France would, in his words, lose its soul. So he said to defend secularism, it was required that all conspicuous religious symbols be banned from schools, including big Christian crosses. You can wear a small one under your shirt, and stars of David as well as Jewish skull caps. Chirac also wants, by next fall, the same law to ban religious symbols from the civil service, to allow companies to have their own rules. For instance, companies will be able to ban women who deal with the public from wearing headscarves. And finally, he wants the issue of Muslim women insisting on being treated by women doctors to be resolved. They won't be able to choose the sex of their doctors anymore in public hospitals. They'll just have to be treated by a male physician if that's who turns up.
How are French Muslim leaders reacting?
I think they're trying hard to not appear angry. I've spoken with some of them, including the top Muslim leader, Dalit Boubacar, in the weeks running up to this. And he says now, in reaction to Chirac's announcement, that he's going to try to explain the reasons for a law to the Muslim community. But he has said that Muslims will now feel stigmatized, singled out, excluded. Other Muslim leaders have said that this law may backfire, that adolescent girls who are sort of prone to rebellion in any case may choose to wear headscarves as a way of sort of saying no to authority.
And the feeling among the general population?
The most opposed are Muslim leaders, also Christian and Jewish leaders, who feel this is just going to fuel communal tensions. I talked to the father of 2 of the girls who were banned from school. He said that laïcité, or secularism, should mean tolerance of religious differences, not state-sponsored atheism. But what is probably motivating Chirac is upcoming regional elections in which the far-right anti-immigrant National Front is thought to be poised to make a breakthrough, and many see this law as an attempt to stem that possible breakthrough.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.